Well, this report follows actually two reports and a film we've done on PNG and on the land grabbing that has been happening in recent years. And the more we've been digging, the more shocked we have been about the situation, but also about the response from the government to the information available to the Commission of Inquiry. And instead of taking measures, letting the logging industry and this so-called investors go free, with Papua New Guinea now becoming the first exporter of tropical timber in the world. It has surpassed Malaysia in 2 years ago now. And we see Papua New Guinea becoming, from this supposedly small country, becoming the major exporter of tropical timber in the world, all this based on illegal logging and the fraudulent SABL scheme.
Well, your institute, the Oakland Institute, it's a fairly left-leaning sort of an institute. You'd call yourselves progressive. Is this report going to have much impact being produced overseas?
It has been the issue of land grabbing and illegal logging has been getting a lot of attention recently, and what happened with our previous report has been outrage not only in Papua New Guinea but all around the world. The previous report we had that was really showing what was happening with the logging industry and tax evasion got coverage in Malaysia, in the U.S. It was really all over the world, in Europe as well. And now, because of all this outrage, we bring with this new report, we bring the voice of the people. We have no voice and no say in what's happening currently in Papua New Guinea because the government is not taking their side, it's taking the side of the loggers. So, yes, we believe there will be more attention because this is an issue now which is on the international radar, on the international of the world, which is concerned with land grabbing, with biodiversity, and with social and economic justice.
Who's going to read this report, and what impact will it have?
We'll see about the impact. First of all, what's important is for the government and decision makers in Papua New Guinea to hear the voice of the people, and we have in this report communities, people from five different communities in Papua New Guinea, all victims of this land grabbing, who are sharing their experience. It's not something. It's not like some ideological view. It's not a left-leaning anything. It's our community leaders and citizens who are talking about their experience, about what's happening to them. So we hope that those in charge in Papua New Guinea can hear their voice. And we hope also that the rest of the world will also hear the stories, because these are very important stories of grabbing, of injustice, but also of resistance. And this resistance needs attention and needs support, because support is not coming much from inside the country. It will have to come from outside.
Well, you are getting some support from the country. I noticed the afterword on the report is written by Oro Province Governor Gary Jufa.
Yes, but I mean, this is one governor, one province, and this is a person who has been very vocal around land grabbing. But what is needed is the government as a whole, is the parliament to take action. And this has been, it has been 3 years since the Commission of Inquiry report was released, with all these promises from the government that the government will take action, and nothing is happening. And instead of that, Papua New Guinea exporting more and more and taking no action against loggers. With some of the citizens who have given testimonies in this report, I've been struggling for 6, 7, 8 years from their village, trying to pay for lawyers, having all these court cases, being intimidated, being arrested. These people are heroes who are really struggling, and unfortunately, people like Governor Jufa are very few to take their side, and they feel really powerless and voiceless in the current context of Papua New Guinea.